This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Tuesday morning, March 17th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Investor News Breaks, Renewal Fuels, Inc. provides legal and regulatory update. Renewal Fuels, Inc. provided a legal and regulatory update, with the Delaware Court of Chancery denying a plaintiff's motions regarding its Series 2020 supervoting preferred share. The company plans to file a motion to dismiss within 30 days and continues separate litigation in Washington state. Renewal Fuels also withdrew and refiled its Form 10 under Section 12G after addressing clerical and classification matters with no impact on previously reported financial results.
Critical infrastructure technologies to enter a JV to develop and deploy an Arctic-focused autonomous Nexus platform. Critical Infrastructure Technologies announces a joint venture to develop and deploy an Arctic-focused autonomous Nexus platform. The JV will establish a British Columbia facility for testing and integration. The Arctic Nexus platform aims to support communications and surveillance in extreme conditions for defense and industrial markets.
Tech Media Breaks. Nightscope NCAP expands workforce and issues inducement equity awards. Nightscope has expanded its workforce to over 400 personnel and granted 329,526 shares of common stock to 320 new employees. The equity awards, issued at $3.82 per share with a multi-year vesting schedule, support hiring for security agents and leadership roles as the company expands its technology-enabled security services nationwide. Investor News Breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited receives NASDAQ notice on minimum bid price compliance. Sinai Immunotherapeutics has received a notice from the NASDAQ listing Bricks Ali Werewalter and PGP, Mick Case Swear, Steven Stewart's and Charlotte Walter and Lights are really stupid. Minimum bid price requirement. The company has been granted a 180-day compliance period to meet the $1 bid price for 10 consecutive business days. This notice does not impact the listing or trading of Sinai's ADSs. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tech Media Breaks, Data Vault AI Inc. schedules Q4 and full year 2025 financial results release. Tech Media Breaks reports that Data Vault AI Inc. has scheduled the release of its Q4 and full year 2025 financial results for March 19, 2026. The company will host a conference call and live webcast at 8:30 a.m. ET on the same day, led by CEO Nathaniel Bradley and CFO Brett Moyer. Dial-in access will be available for U.S. and international participants. I love the SkyX to participate in the 38th Annual Roth Conference. SkyX Platforms Corp. announced their participation in the 38th Annual Roth Conference in Dana Point, California. Founder Ronnie Cohen and CEO Lenny Sokolow will engage with investors and analysts, showcasing their advanced, safe, smart platform technologies. The conference, known for connecting emerging growth companies with investors, offers a platform for SkyX to expand partnerships and drive long-term value for shareholders.
Reservoir turns vision for Specialty Crop AgTech Innovation Center into reality. Reservoir today opened Reservoir Farms, Salinas, its flagship on-farm innovation hub for specialty crops, creating a concentrated ecosystem of technology leaders, growers, and startups. Partners like John Deere and Nutrien Ag Solutions are contributing to scale solutions for global food production challenges. Reservoir is focused on helping ag tech startups succeed in the field, backed by R&D space, grower input, and early stage capital. AD Adventures receives certificate of occupancy for new $13,100,000 square foot production and retail facility. 2AD&D Adventures receives a certificate of occupancy for their new $13,100,000 square foot production and retail facility in Fort Worth, Texas. The larger facility, almost six times the size of their current one, will support accelerated growth, increasing production and revenue capacity by up to five times. This move is crucial for ADM's growth strategy, allowing them to better serve their customers and explore new opportunities.
NeuroOne announces publication of clinical experience with its 1RF SEEG guided radio frequency ablation technology. NeuroOne announces the publication of clinical experience with its 1RF SEEG guided radio frequency ablation technology. The peer-reviewed case series supports safe integration into existing workflows, bedside treatment capability, and reductions in seizure burden for patients with drug-resistant epilepsy. This marks a significant advancement in patient care and surgical decision-making. For more information, visit nmtc1.com.
Superpanel announces Lawfee deployment to run legal intake end-to-end. Superpanel announces the deployment of Lawfee's intake infrastructure to streamline legal intake processes from initial contact to case qualification and handoff. This move allows Lawfee to efficiently scale intake without increasing staff while maintaining consistent decision quality. The engagement reflects the trend of AI-powered operational infrastructure adoption in modern plaintiff law firms, aiming to eliminate intake inconsistency and maximize case opportunities.
1606 Corporation signs agreement to acquire data center ready property with captive power on 132 acres. 1606 Corporation has signed an agreement to acquire a 132-acre property in Lufkin, Texas, featuring existing power generation and infrastructure for data center development. The property includes a 50,000-square-foot warehouse for rapid deployment of data center infrastructure. The total purchase price is approximately $11.20 million. The transaction is expected to close on April 15th. Advancing the company's strategy in securing power-backed infrastructure for next-generation data centers.
Pride Holdings Group announces return of 13.35% of outstanding shares to Treasury, strengthening capital structure and reinforcing long-term shareholder commitment. Pride Holdings Group has announced the return of approximately 13.35% of its outstanding shares to the company's Treasury, aiming to strengthen its capital structure and demonstrate long-term shareholder commitment. The former CEO voluntarily returned the shares, reducing public issued shares and restricting others for sale. This move, done without cost to the company, reflects a belief in the company's vision and responsible stewardship of shareholder value.
Sonotech announces technical collaboration with Diamond Quanta to support precision coating integration for engineered diamond applications. Sonotech Corporation has announced a technical collaboration with Diamond Quanta to integrate precision ultrasonic coating technology into engineered diamond applications. This collaboration aims to enhance process repeatability, film uniformity, and manufacturability for Diamond Quanta's materials platform, supporting OEM qualification and scalable manufacturing environments.
A clarion to participate in the 38th annual Roth Conference, highlighting key 2026 catalysts and strong balance sheet. A clarion Inc., a healthcare technology company, will participate in the 38th annual Roth Conference to discuss their progress with No Kids Can, a platform aiding in identifying painful discs in chronic low back pain patients. CEO Brent Ness will engage with investors to highlight upcoming catalysts and the company's strong financial position. Aclarion aims to expand No Kids Can adoption in the UK and US.
Golden Caribou Resources acquires placer claims at Halo Zone, provides drilling update. Golden Caribou Resources Limited has acquired 13 cells of placer claims at the Halo Zone for $60,000 CD. They also provided an update on drilling, with hole QGQ25-28 currently at a depth of 715 meters, showing quartz carbonate veining and pyrite mineralization. This drilling targets the northwest of the Halo Zone. The technical information has been reviewed by Jean Poutler, a professional geoscientist.
One Dynamics named top outdoor team building provider in Singapore for 2026. One Dynamics has been named the top outdoor team building provider in Singapore for 2026, solidifying its reputation as the go-to team bonding company in the region. With a focus on fun outdoor activities, One Dynamics offers engaging programs designed to foster collaboration and strengthen team relationships. Companies are recognizing the value of investing in team bonding, and One Dynamics stands out with its comprehensive event planning and all-inclusive packages, ensuring unforgettable experiences tailored to specific needs.
Catalyst Crew Technologies strengthens corporate governance with appointment of OTC Markets Premium Securities Counsel. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. announced the appointment of securities attorney Brian Higley to strengthen corporate LIP. Governance. Mr. Higley will support the company with securities law compliance, regulatory filings, and legal matters as it transitions into AI-enabled healthcare technology. This move underscores the company's commitment to maintaining strong governance and regulatory compliance as it pursues strategic initiatives. LSA SEO Agency highlights the role of backlinks in South African SEO growth. LSA SEO Agency highlights the importance of backlinks in South African SEO growth. Backlink building remains a crucial factor in improving search visibility for businesses in the competitive digital landscape. By focusing on quality, relevance, and local trust, LSA SEO Agency helps businesses across South Africa enhance authority, rankings, and attract more qualified website traffic.
New rebates available for homeowners switching to electric heat pumps. Homeowners in Folsom and the Greater Sacramento area can now receive up to $3,000 in rebates for upgrading to electric heat pumps. Next Level Comfort has partnered with SMUD to facilitate this transition from natural gas systems to eco-friendly, high-efficiency heat pumps. This initiative aims to promote energy efficiency and reduce carbon footprints while enhancing home comfort and saving on utility bills.
Automating data capture for enhanced business efficiency. AccuRoute, a comprehensive document automation platform, is driving enterprise digital transformation by converting static documents into actionable digital insights. By utilizing advanced content capture software, organizations can streamline data extraction and reduce manual data entry time. With cloud-ready fax software, businesses can maintain secure transmissions while digitizing and automating their workflows. Upland AccuRoute is at the forefront of propelling digital transformation in the business landscape.
Transform your smile with Invisalign for adults in Henderson NV. Invisalign for adults at Okuda Orthodontics in Henderson NV offers a modern and discreet solution for enhancing smiles. The clear aligners are virtually invisible, comfortable, and convenient, with a proven track record of success. Patients can enjoy their favorite foods and maintain oral hygiene with ease. With shorter treatment times and affordable financing options, adults can achieve their dream smiles with confidence at Okuda Orthodontics.
Glendale homeowners get HHV cost insights with new online tool. Glendale homeowners can now access HHV cost insights with CDL Mechanical's new online HHV estimator tool. Designed to simplify the process, the tool provides transparent pricing and system options before a technician visit. Users input property details and priorities to receive good, better, and best tiered options. GDL Mechanical aims to empower residents in making informed decisions about their home comfort systems.
Upland's Adastra elevates email marketing strategies. Upland Software's Adastra is revolutionizing email marketing strategies, empowering businesses with smarter, multi-channel marketing automation. This cloud-based platform enhances email marketing effectiveness, maximizes digital marketing ROI, and creates relevant customer experiences. By integrating email with various digital touchpoints, Adastra simplifies campaign orchestration, offers real-time analytics, and enables data-driven choices for enhanced ROI. Learn more about Adastra's capabilities on the Upland Software website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.